ABC Radio Australia.
And among the many executive orders that Donald Trump signed during the first days of his second term as US president was one that suspends all of America's foreign assistance programs. The reason? Mr. Trump wants to be sure that those programs align with the values of his administration. However, as Carl Evans reports, a potential setback from some island countries could be an opportunity for Australia to step up in the region.
We will end the Biden-Harris war on American energy, and we will drill, baby, drill. We're going to start that day one.
New U.S. President Donald Trump has wasted little time since re-entering the White House. After withdrawing from the World Health Organization and the Paris Agreement, he's now put a freeze on all U.S. foreign aid programs for 90 days. So what's that mean for the Pacific? Well, to the untrained eye, not a whole lot. Here's Alex Dayant, a researcher at the Lowy Institute.
Over the past kind of decade, they spent around $3 billion in the region. So that's around like 7% of all of the development finance going to the region.
Alex is the author of Lowy's Pacific Aid Map, a database that tracks how aid and development finances flow into the Pacific. Glancing at it, you can see the vast majority of US funding goes toward economic assistance for countries in the North Pacific by way of Compact of Free Association agreements. The remaining 20% gets dispersed elsewhere. Now, it may not seem like a whole lot, but those remaining funds do more than you might think.
Half of this is going to Papua New Guinea, mostly for health and education. In health, for instance, is like HIV prevention. In education, is the provision of support for schools and renovation of schools. I think yes, there is a chance that the U.S. administration might push back a little bit on those kind of initiatives.
Also on the chopping block could be funding for unilateral organizations such as the UN or, as we've already seen, the World Health Organization.
The US contributes 15% of the budget of the WHO, the World Health Organization. And while the WHO doesn't spend that much in the Pacific on a yearly basis, they did play quite a huge role and a very important role during the pandemic. So, withdrawing funding from a region that is probably, still fighting a little bit with COVID, but also from many other diseases like malaria, HIV and all of this, I don't know whether this is, such a great move.
But while Trump might slash funds in some areas, it doesn't mean he can't redirect it to others. Here's Dr. Cameron Hill from the Australian National University's Development Policy Centre.
We could see more of an emphasis on private sector development, which is challenging in the Pacific given some of the country's economic size and structure. And we could also see more of an emphasis on channeling more US aid through faith-based organisations and churches. There'll probably be also more of an emphasis, even more of an emphasis on aid directly linked to America's geopolitical goals in areas like cybersecurity and maritime cooperation.
What's of greater concern is how this shift away from climate change and social and inclusion policies might influence other Pacific aid donors. Matthew Morey is the acting CEO for the Australian Council for International Development.
I mean, you can look at it two ways. It is true that as one nation steps back, others might step back because they say, well, if they're not going to respond, we're not going to respond. At the same time, it actually is an opportunity for nations like Australia to step up and say, actually, we need to think differently and we can provide some global leadership as we look at the solutions.
Matthew says the 90-day period is an opportunity for Australia to step up and fill those gaps left by the US. If it can do that, Australia could be in prime position to strengthen its relations with Pacific countries.
Having said that, we continue to be concerned that Australia is at a historically low level in terms of its commitment to international development. And while funding to the Pacific has certainly increased over the last few years, and I don't expect that to decline, as an overall quantum, we're at historic lows.
Matthew says Australia commits only 0.68% of its federal budget to foreign aid. He wants to work to see that lifted to 1%.
If you look at what Australia's fair share of it, the commitments it's already made in terms of the commitments it's signed on to globally, Australia's fair share would be something close to $4 billion of a national commitment and growing each year. And Australia is well below that commitment right now.
And that's Matthew Morey, the acting CEO for the Australian Council for International Development, ending that report by Carl Evans.